right, though. So let's do this. So today we're starting Simen Nun Aleph. So I apologize in advance. I'm a little bit shorter shear tonight. I'm sorry, but we'll get through a good amount. So we're starting interestingly enough, the halachos of Baruch Sha'amar. So look at page one, the Torah. So the Torah writes, Baruch Sha'amar, Tzarech La'omro B'nigun B'ni'ima. A very beautiful idea. You have to say Baruch Sha'amar B'nigun with a tune and with a melody. Very beautiful.
You're beaten up if you
do that. I was going to say, first of all, it's 6:45 in the morning. It's difficult to do anything with the tune and the melody, but all right. You have to do it. You'll see why. Ki hu shir no'eh v'nechmat. Because it's a beautiful song. Hu shir no'eh v'nechmat. A beautiful shir. Shir no'lemalo. Because of the Sefer Yecholas, Shiyesh bo pe zayin table, so that's 87 words. The simen rosho kesem paz. The chen hu nusach ashkenazin. V'niskina bracha zu, mishum hadi isa beperek kol kisnikos. So listen to this. So why is Baruch Sha'amar? Why? Where did the tefillah Baruch Sha'amar come from? So you say, kol zigimar masech Shabbos. Actually, we did this just a little while ago in Daf Yomi, page 2, where the Gemara says, Yehei chelki im gomrei halal b'chol yom. Where one of the Tanoim said, let my portion be with those who finish halal every day. So the Gemara says, really? Umaskinan ki ka'amar b'psukei de zimra. So interestingly enough, again, the Gemara there questions and it says, you're not supposed to say halal every single day, because the person who says halal every day, like, cheapens the halal experience. So what does it mean, praiseworthy is those who say halal every day? So the Gemara says, umay nihu tehila ledavid at kol haneshama tahalalka. So you know what it refers to when the Gemara says, whoever says halal every day, so it's an incredible thing, that's referring to Ashrei through the end of the halalukas. Ashrei to the halukas, which of course are all pirkei tehillim, that's what the Gemara is referring to as halal. So therefore, what's happening over here is the following. So the Gemara understands that since the unit of Ashrei through the halalukas is so significant that the Gemara literally calls that halal, but it's the kind of halal you're supposed to say every single day, such a significant body of tefillah requires a meaningful introduction. So what's the meaningful introduction to the halal we say every single day? That's Baruch Sha'amar. And he goes on. He says, Besugar sina parakam de brachas, he quotes the Gemara Masechet Brachas, Amar Belozer, Kolo Omer Tehila LeDavid B'Choyom Shalosh Pamim, Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. So the Gemara Masechet Brachas says that whoever says Ashrei 3 times a day, he's guaranteed that he's a Ben Olam Haba. So the Ritva comments on this Gemara, he says, really? That's it? That's why you need to do Ashrei 3 times a day? So the Ritva says, don't get carried away. What the Gemara means is, if you say Ashrei 3 times a day, along with doing many other good things, you will be a Ben Olam Haba. So keep up Ashrei-like activity, and you'll be a Ben Olam Haba. Exactly. V'chein darash Rabbi Smaloi, the olam yisader adam shvacho shalmakom, a person should first organize the praise of God. V'achakach yispalel. And then only afterwards should he yispal. Now yispal here doesn't mean just pray. Yispal here means ask his requests. Lachin tiknu la'omram. Therefore, Chazal instituted to say Baruch Sha'amar kodem tefillah before davening, meaning before pesukei de zimra. V'kavu bracha zu lifneihem v'achas la'achareim v'hi yishtabach. So we'll get into yishtabach also, but essentially Baruch Sha'amar and yishtabach are bookends. So the question, of course, becomes why do you need? Really, what's bothering the tour is why do you even need Baruch Sha'amar? Why don't you just go right into Pesukei de Zimra? Remember, Pesukei de Zimra themselves are not an end. They're a means. They're preparatory prayers, right? To get you ready for Shema, for Kabbalah, Olam HaShemayim, and Shmon Esrei. So why do you need a bracha altogether? So now what the Torah is telling us is something amazing. The reason you need a bracha before and afterwards is because of the unit of Ashrei through the Halalukas. That since the Gemara calls that Halal, and since the Gemara says that if you say Ashrei 3 times a year, Ben Olam Haba, and that Tanoim said that my portion should be with those who say the Halal, Ashrei through the Halalukas every single day, this is a significant tefillah. Because it's a significant tefillah, what does it need? It needs an intro. And therefore, Baruch Sha'amar, which is interesting because as much as...
Specifically a bracha.
The bracha is the... Because the truth is, otherwise, it's just another paragraph of praise. It needs something more dramatic to introduce, which of course is interesting for us because we have the whole Hodu, right? Between... But we'll see, that actually came later on. So in the original form of Pesukei de Zimra, what you had was Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, Halalukas, Yishtabach. Whether we'll see Baruch David as Yashir, which is why, by the way, even today, if let's say a person is in a rush, a person has enough time, if you have to skip, this, if you can only say a limited amount of Pesukei de Zimra, that's exactly what we say. Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, if you have time for the Halalukas, good. If not, write the Yishtabach. So that's the power of Baruch Sha'amar. So take a look at page 3, the Shulchan Aruch. So an interesting case. Shulchan Aruch writes, Omrim bar simin nun aleph. Dinei tefillah mibar shamar yishtabach. Omrim baruch shamar kodem psugi de zimra. We say baruch shamar before psugi de zimra. The yishtabach la'achareyem. And we recite yishtabach afterwards. So look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and aleph. It's the second aleph on your page there. Right, it's the last short line. Baruch shamar. Shemvach zeh. Tiknuhu anche kineses hagedola al yede piska the nafal min shemaya umatzauhu kasev bo. So this is amazing. He's quoting over here from the Medrash. They actually quotes the Magen Rabbah, quotes the Medrash, that apparently anche kineses the men of the Great Assembly. Now remember, the anche kineses hagedola was the rabbinic body that was pretty much in charge of the Jewish people for a good 100+ years. Right from the times really before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, of the first Beis HaMikdash, right to the times of the rebuilding of the first Beis HaMikdash. So apparently the Medrash relates that one day a piece of paper came down from Shamayim and it had Baruch Sha'amar on it. It's not a Hasidic Shemaim, I'm saying, you know, it's not like it's the Medrash that brings it down. It's, first of all, just, what's amazing is like it gives you just a totally different feeling about davening them. I mean, we take these tefillos for granted, but you can imagine the Ribono Shel Olam handed us the script. You can't say that about anything else. You can say it about Shema, which of course is Daraisa, but everything else, Baruch Sha'amar came on a petek, came on a piece of paper from Shemaim. V'yesho pezayin. Oh, so it's fine. V'rod Salomar, let's skip a little bit. Alkein, ein ligroa ve'en lo sefar. V'nachon la'omro mu'umad afilu b'yechidi. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should always say Baruch Sha'amar standing up, even if what? Even if you are reciting it alone. Va'ochez beis tzitzis shalafanov, b'shas amiras Baruch Sha'amar, ula'achar zimar Baruch Sha'amar yinashke. So we'll discuss this in coming Sifim, what this is all about. But the idea is you hold the two tzitzis in front of you at Baruch Sha'amar. You hold, so again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you're holding the tzitzis for the duration of Baruch Sha'amar. So you take them when you begin Baruch Sha'amar, you hold them, and then you kiss them at the end. We'll get to next week the symbolism of that.
Is there a significance to the Pei Zayin, or is it just saying Pei Zayin so you don't?
Yeah, because Rosho Kesem Paz. Right, he's quoting from Tehillim, Rosh HaKesem Paz. That's right, that literally his head is adorned with jewels. So Paz, this was a jewel that came down from Shem, 87 letters, and therefore we don't add on, 87 words, therefore we don't add on, we don't detract. He says the following. Fine, look at base. So what we get from Sifkar and Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah is the idea, first of all, that it came in the Patek, it came in this little note from Shemayim, and number two, the tzitzis. Hold the tzitzis for the duration, kiss them at the end. Look at Sifkar and base. No, sorry. Now back up top to the Shulchan Aruch. Let's do one more sif. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Imsiyem, we don't really have to do it in the tour. Imsiyem, back up top, Imsiyem Baruch Sha'amar, Kodem Shesiyem Achazen, if you finish Baruch Sha'amar before the Chazen finishes, Ona Acharav Amen. You can answer Amen to the Chazen's Baruch Sha'amar. Now we'll see what's the novelty in that. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Beis in Mishnah Berurah, Imsiyem, Aval Imlosiyem, Lo Ya'ane Amen. But if you have not, meaning if you're in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar, you don't answer Amen. Upashet Didavka Misha Shehischil Baruch Atu Hashem, Demetchila Shvacha Ba'amu. So what does that mean? If I'm in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar, but specifically, if I've started the concluding Baruch of Baruch Sha'amar, and the Chazen is a little bit ahead of me, I don't answer Amen to the Chazen's Baruch. Then he goes on, he explains, we'll see why this is in just a moment. He says, V'chol Zedavka Le'in Amen Shayishtabach. Fine. So skip down a little bit to paragraph Gimel. So what's the chap over here? What's the chap over here? What are we concerned about? Since Baruch Sha'amar is supposed to be the introductory bracha to what? To Ashrei and the Halalukas. So there's a Havamina that what? That you should not be mafsik. That you should not make any kind of interruption between the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar and the tefillos of Psugi de Zimra, of Ashrei and the Halalukas. And the truth is, Amen, under some circumstances, could also be considered to be what? A hefsik. So the Havamina, it's a fascinating Havamina, is that maybe I shouldn't be able to answer any Amen. Now, again, we're going to discuss in Psuke de Zimra, what can you answer, what can't you answer here. This is a very specific case of where, apparently, the Chazen is ahead of me, and I am still in Baruch Sha'amar.
But started the Bracha,
the Mishnah Berurah qualifies, right? I can't go ahead and answer Amen if I'm in the middle of my Bracha, my concluded Bracha Baruch Sha'amar, but if the Chazen finishes, If I finish before the chazan, I could answer. Now, so I'm just pointing out, the reason why the Shulchan Aruch feels compelled to make that statement, what's the chiddush? I would have assumed I could answer. I mean, if I'm ahead of the Shliach Tzibor, and he finishes Baruch Shema after I do, why wouldn't I be able to say okay? Because if you look at it as a bracha on Ashrei and the Halalukas, maybe the bracha has to be juxtaposed, right? Like, no hefsik. And therefore, maybe even Amin is a hefsik. Kamash Malon, Amin is not a hefsik. Can answer Amen. Look at paragraph Gimel. Oh, so we'll see. Actually, no, you can answer Amen to anything. You can answer Amen to anything. That's going to be the result. The Havamina is Amen to nothing, even. But see, I might have thought maybe I should be able to answer to Baruch Shamar, because Kamash Malon, you could actually answer to everything. It's because we'll see it's not really a hefsik. Look at paragraph Gimel. Hachazin. So this is an important halacha in general. If you finish the bracha with the chazan, you should not answer amen. Why? Denira keona amen achar birchosav, because it has the appearance that you're answering amen to your own bracha. The kaimalon, because we establish, we hold the havi ze meguna. This is meguna literally means disgusting. The idea being that you don't answer amen to your own bracha because it's a shtickel gaiva, right? You think, right? Amen to that. What a good bracha. So what's interesting over here is the following. The chiddush here, of course, is what? That even though I'm finishing the same time as the shliach tzibor, so I'm not answering amen to my bracha. What am I doing? I'm answering amen, to the shliach tzibor's bracha. But since at the end of the day, what? That it's still nira that I'm answering amen to my own bracha, I can't do it. This is true with all brachos. It's true with all brachos. Levad the yishtabach o yahaluka achar halel o achar shomer amo Yisrael laad. Now here's the exceptions. The exceptions are yishtabach, the yahaluka after halel, which is including paragraph after halel, o achar shomer amo Yisrael laad. Right? Why? Imsiim b'shave mashatz oim adam acher. O ne amen. In these cases, if you finish together with the shliach tzibor, or I say my bracha at the same time as you do, so I can answer amen to your bracha. Why? To ha harbe poskim spir lehu, to ha harbe poskim spir lehu, eiza bracha shetiya vashatz bracha acheres muter la'anos amen. So we'll say. So it's interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah says. Did I skip here? Yes, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. The ha harbe poskim svira lehu, de baze one afilu achar birchas atzmo. So remember, what's interesting, what's the common denominator between yishtabach, the halalucha after halal, shomer amo yisrael ad? They're all units, they're all end of units. Now remember, there is a school of thought that says that you should always answer amen after your own bracha to signal the end of a unit. That's how we have it in benching. Bonei baracha mabi Yerushalayim, amen. That's we answer. I mean, that's amen to our own brachos. And truth is, not everybody does that, but we answer amen to our own brachos to signal the end of the unit. So the Mishnah Berurah says that since there are, even though normally we reject the idea and we don't answer amen at the end of brachos, even at the end of units, but if it turns out that you are reciting the bracha in unison with someone else, since A, you're not really answering amen to your own bracha, you're answering amen to the other person's bracha, and there is this other school of thought that says you should always say amen at the end of a bracha, that's the end of a unit, halacha lemaaseh, you'd be able to answer amen in this particular circumstance, even though, again, you are finishing at the same time as the other individual. He goes on. He says, good. Fine. Now there's one additional caveat over here, which is that if I'm finishing one bracha and what? The Shliach Tzibor is finishing a different bracha, that under those circumstances I can go ahead and answer Amin. Why doesn't it look meguna? Why doesn't it look not nice? Why doesn't it look like? So, but Pashto's people davened out loud. That's probably the chilek, that people heard what bracha I was up to, and it's clear that I'm not answering amin to my, I'm answering amin to the shliach tzibor's bracha, and therefore there's no problem. So we'll say, what comes out from this is sort of something very important. So what comes out is that, first of all, halacha lemaaseh, if I end up finishing, let's say now we're focusing on Baruch Shamar with the shliach tzibor, I don't answer amin, because it has the appearance that I'm answering amin to my own bracha. That being said, if there's ever a situation where I finish with the shliach tzibor, reciting a bracha that marks the conclusion of a unit, to that I can answer amen, since there is a whole school of opinions, whole school of poskim who say what? That even under normal, you should always say amen. So we don't paskin that way, but if I'm already finishing with the shliach tzibor, then halacha lemaaseh, I can answer along with the shliach tzibor. Alternatively, if the Shliach Tzibur is saying different brachos, I can answer Ami to the Shliach Tzibur's bracha, and if it doesn't have the appearance, I'm answering Ami to my bracha. One more sif. Acharav Amin Dalid. Dalid, so remember again, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that if I finish Baruch Sha'amar before I go ahead and, before the Shliach Tzibur, I can go ahead and answer Ami. So it says, Velohavi, turn the page 4, Velohavi, Hefsek, Bein habracha lahadavar. So we'll see here the Mishnah Berurah spells it out, and it's not considered to be a hefsek between the bracha and the actual tefillah. Why? The pepsuke dezimra shevachu va'amen shevachu. Because what happens? Pesuke dezimra is shevach. And Amen is Shevach. Uke'en Zimra velo have hefsek. So this is actually interesting. So remember, the definition of a hefsek is something that is extraneous to the matter at hand. Something that has nothing to do with the act in which you are currently engaged. So the Mishnah Berurah says that Psuki de Zimra is Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen is also Shevach, right? We just had this in Daf Yomi, right? What does Amen mean? Kel Melech Ne'eman, right? It's I'm praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are the trustworthy. You are the HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Emunah. So therefore, by praising God with Amen, that's not going to represent the hefsek between my Baruch Shem and my Pesukei Dezimra. But look what he does say, and this is quite interesting. Ve'imsach b'dvarim b'teilim bein Baruch Sha'amar lahodu. But let's say you spoke Dvarim B'Telim. So what's Dvarim B'Telim? So Dvarim B'Telim is pretty much anything other than Shevach of the Ribono Shel Olam. Right, Mamish? I totally have just unrelated conversation that is very specific between Baruch Sha'amar and Hodu. So between the Bracha Psuki Dezimra and the start of Psuki Dezimra. Watch this. Efshar Ditzarech Lachzor Ulevarech Mishum Hefsek. It would appear that you would have to go ahead and repeat Baruch Sha'amar because of a hefsek. Va'afilu mila achos havi hefsek. And even one word constitutes a hefsek. I will say this is very strong stuff. So now what you're seeing over here is something quite amazing. That we look at least when I say Salah, you look at Baruch Sha'amar in a radically different way. That I think we often understand that Baruch Sha'amar is the introductory bracha, but it's more than just the introductory bracha. It is the bracha that sets the stage. It is like the Birchos HaMitzvah. It is the Birchos HaMitzvah for Pesukei Dezimra. And therefore, again, it's governed by the laws of brachos, which means that if you're mafsik between the bracha and the act, you have to repeat the bracha. So therefore, you speak, again, remember what I said, if you speak in the midst of Pesukei Dezimra, we'll see, that's not good, but no one's suggesting you have to go ahead and repeat Baruch Sha'amar, right? Why? Because once you start Pesukei Dezimra, the bracha already attached itself to something, which means the bracha was chal. If you say Baruch Sha'amar, and you don't start hodu, but instead you talk, so the bracha has nothing to latch on to, no different than if you make a shahakal in your cup of coffee, and before you begin to drink it, you strike up a conversation. You have to make another shahakal in the cup of coffee, because the shahakal didn't attach to the coffee. So Baruch Sha'amar didn't attach to hodu, you have to say it again. But if attached to hodu, and you spoke afterwards, we're not condoning it, of course, but halacha l'maaseh, you would not need to repeat the bracha.
Who's playing with this svar?
That's why they say
Baruch Sha'amar
later.
Right, they say Baruch Sha'amar before
Yichvod. Right.
So actually, the truth is, for them, it's actually much purer. Right? Because right. That fits in better with the Beis right. Yosef. Why? Because the way the Beis Yosef structures Baruch Sha'amar is, right. It goes on the Iker Halel of Psuki de Zimra, which is Ashrei and the Halalukas. So Nusach Sfar actually is more authentic. There's a big rivalry. The Reb Moshe, somebody wrote to Reb Moshe that he wanted to change his Nusach. He grew up with Nusach Sfard, but now he lived in a Nusach Ashkenaz community. He wanted to switch his Nusach. So he asked Reb Moshe, can I switch my Nusach? Switching your Nusach is a very big deal. So Reb Moshe says, of course you can, because everyone knows that Nusach Ashkenaz is the real Nusach. So Rav Avi Yosef has a tshuva where somebody asks him the same thing, and he says, of course you could change to Nusach Sfard, because everyone knows that Nusach Sfard is the real Nusach. So it's like the battle of the Nuschos over here. But it seems to be, at least in this particular case, Nusach Sfard seems to be much more in line. It's not a surprise that Beis Yosef is Rav Yosef Karo, is a Sfardic Posek. So Bipashtos, that's what was done. So it looks like what they did is they took on the Hodu thing. But like the Ashkenazim who built in the Hodu into Pesukei Dezimra, apparently by the Sfardim, they kept Pesukei Dezimra as it's supposed to be. Baruch Sha'amar, putting in their Yehi Chavod, which is really Ashrei. Ashrei, Halalukas, Az Yashir, Yishtab.
You could talk after Hodu then, as long as before Baruch Sha'amar.
You're correct. In the Sfard, yes. you could talk during Hodu before Baruch Sha'amar. Correct.
Just go back for a second. So, Amen is not a hefsek if it's a bracha that's a shavach, but if it's bracha shel mitzvah, it is a hefsek.
No, amen itself will always be a shavach.
So how,
it's
so,
never a hefsek.
So going to like shofar and megillah, how come we're like we get all crazy about saying amen or not saying amen?
For megillah, what do you mean?
I thought like you know, there are a couple brachas and you make amen to say amen to the first bracha and then
the yiratzos.
No, the bracha is at the beginning.
Right, so I'm saying we definitely want to answer amen.
I thought like the first one, like I'm from Megillah,
we do, and then the other one's not.
And what about shofar?
Shofar, you do also. See, those are different because there's actually an insistence on amen for a different reason because you're being yotze right. With the individual.
So, but like maybe it's like on a shachianu that's said there. Like there's like we don't.
Yeah,
there's
we
some,
don't say an amen.
We don't say baruch.
You don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo.
We don't do that.
Oh, that's something different, right.
But we say Amen.
Correct. So Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo we don't say because anytime you're being Yotze with a Bracha, with someone else's Bracha, you don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo because that's a Hefsek. Maybe that's what you're referring to. That's a Hefsek.
Okay.
So for example, by Megillah, by Shofar, we never answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo because again, since I am really discharging my obligation with the person who's making the Bracha, we apply the dynamic of Shomea Ka'ona. Right? And therefore, again, I have to listen as I would say it. And since if I were saying it, I would not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. When listening, I don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo either. But Amen we say.
Okay.
Amen we say. Yeah, Muslim Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Look at the last lines of Mishnah Berurah. I'll say with this one. The Nira Li Shalafi Zeh Afilu B'Shtika Tov Li Hizar Lecha Tchila Shalolish Hos Harbe Bein Sai. This is very interesting. I've never seen this problem come up. Right? That the Mishnah Berurah says you also have to be careful about being quiet for too long. Right? So apparently the Mishnah Berurah says that interesting enough, even pausing. What is he referring to over here? He's saying, let's say you say Baruch Shamar and then you just, whatever, you take out a sefer to learn. You think it's safer to learn. So Mishnah Berurah says that's problematic also because remember, a hefsek doesn't just have to be speech. A hefsek could be long pause also constitutes a hefsek. So essentially what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us is that the Baruch Shamar is a real bracha that goes on Pesukei de Zimra. So because of that, it's really governed by the laws of brachos in general, which is that the best thing to do is make sure to juxtapose the object of the bracha to the bracha itself. In this particular case, making sure not to interrupt between Baruch Shamar and the beginning of Hodu. All right, so we'll stop over here.